Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you?
I am great. The Auburn Tigers have won two straight series, and I am on cloud nine right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say the same about winning two series in a row, but we got the same record. So, not upset. I mean, took one from the best team in the country. Can't be upset. Can kind of be upset with how you played in the last two. But a lot of fight on Friday night, game two. So, it is what it is, but just glad to be 4-2. If you'd have told me back in February that Alabama would be 4-2 after their first two SEC series, I'd take it 8 out of the 7 days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, can't complain.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that can complain, and this is a good bridge into, you know, reviewing last week. Florida, man. Woof. Like, it's rough right now. Like, so Florida's 0-6 in conference play, for those that are not aware. Swept by Tennessee and then swept by Georgia. Now, in their defense, that's 1-3 in the country right now. I'm pretty sure. 1-3 in the country. So it's not all bad. But, you know, I think so far their season has been summed up in how they did in their midweek versus Florida State this week. They were up 4-3 going into the night, gave up a walk, a hit by pitch, a walk, an infield single, and then a first pitch grand slam to get walked off by the rival. So it's pretty rough down there in Gainesville right now.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't really, you know, this weekend, it doesn't really get any easier going to Swayze. And then next weekend, you got Vandy at home. But then you get Missouri at home.
That could be the series of the year, just looking at their records.
you get a chance, right? So, yeah, they're struggling. I saw somebody jokingly said that maybe they should go back to losing the midweek games and they'll be back to where they're at. So it feels like they're winning all their midweeks this week and dropping all the conference series. Another one, man, just A&M. The fall off. I know we're going to probably keep repeating this, but our coach of the year pick is looking absolutely terrible right now.
Like, is it the worst thing that we've, I mean, the worst pick we've done since the podcast? I mean, it's close, right?
Yeah, there was somebody I had on it was some type of team. I think it was football. I think it was football newcomer of the year this year. It was a dude from Ole Miss that was like the backup running back or the third string running back that never played.
Was this the one that transferred and like he committed or transferred to Mississippi State and decommitted, then went to Ole Miss, didn't play, and then he just transferred back out from Ole Miss, I think.
I think so, yeah. So yeah. I think that, so I'll, you know, but I think this is probably a bit worse than that. I mean, this is, we're basing most of this off of conference play. And I would say that he was probably 15th coach out of 16 right now, with obviously Missouri being last. Man, this just doesn't look good for our knowledge. But,
well, luckily only like 5 people listen to this. So we're good.
Nobody knows except us and our other 5. Hopefully when this thing goes out at midnight in Bangkok, they'll be listening.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. You know, Jacob mentioned Missouri 0-6 as well. I mean, I don't think we should dwell on their shortcomings too long. It's just been a tough season for Missouri, and it's going to continue to get rough, in our opinion. You know, how about something, you know, if we're looking at our power rankings, which we'll preview later, but 10 all the way up to 4 are all 4-2.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I think you could probably, and you may, maybe even throw the top 6 in there on our power rankings, but I'd say probably top 5 all go into that tier with 1 through 5. But I think if you want to say 6 through 10, it's a lot of teams that are right there together.
Yeah, man. 4-2. I think I don't really anybody can complain, but look at Texas and Oklahoma. I mean, both are combined 9-3 in their first two series in conference play. I don't really know who all expected them to come in there and do that. I feel like we kind of expected Texas to play well, but didn't really know how they'd fare out going to state first and then getting LSU at home. LSU looked really dominant in that Friday game, or that Friday night game, and then Texas came back and really showed where they're at. I mean, Oklahoma, we'll get to see kind of what Oklahoma's made of this weekend coming to Tuscaloosa, see who's real or not. Is Oklahoma, should they be the number 9 team in the country, or is Alabama in conference play just kind of, did they get lucky with getting to play a not so great A&M team? We'll get to see what actually happens this week, but it's going to be an interesting one for sure. I think I don't think this is going to be the weekend Missouri gets one. we'll have to continue to see what happens. Think the you have a series you're looking forward to the most. I mean, I guess I think the one that your team would be played in is probably the most exciting outside of maybe Arkansas at Vandy, maybe
Arkansas Vandy. I think you could say Kentucky A&M for the wrong reason. I think just, you know, let's see in what comes out of can A&M finally get on track. You know, Kentucky, they looked rough, man. And I know Auburn dropped the Sunday series to them last week, but like on Friday night they lost the game basically because they dropped an infield fly ball from to the shortstop. Straight up dropped it. Had a runner on second. Well, actually, they were up by a run. Got a runner on single, scored the run. Runner on second, two outs, pop fly to shortstop, straight up drops it. Just straight up drops it.
So let me ask you this. Are you saying that Auburn should have lost the series?
I'm not. Well, yes, you could say that. You could say that. And they honestly, now I will say Saturday, it should not have been as close as it was. Saturday, I was fixing, you know, I was over here in Birmingham, good old Birmingham, Alabama, and I was fixing to drive on right down to that office down there in downtown Birmingham and go have a talk with some of our head, like, because Auburn had a play to end the game. Our guy lays out, catched it, full catch, in my opinion, because on the replay, well, they called him safe. So when we go to review it on the replay, you can see the black of his glove between the ball the whole way through. You cannot see any green between the ball and the ball and the grass. You can't see any green, just nothing but black. And they sit there and review it for 5 minutes. And, you know, normally a long review, you're feeling pretty good about a reversal. Nope. And then Auburn proceeded to choke. Just, you know, typical Auburn session. But none of it matters. None of it matters. It doesn't matter that we got players ejected and managers ejected on Sunday because the Tigers won the series, man.
Hey, that is what matters ultimately. But we'll kind of look into last week. Wales won a very respectable 7-1, bringing him to 12-4 in the series picks this year, and then I'm at 6-2 for this past week, putting me at 10-6. So he's already two up on me, which is, you know,
good.
Just of course he is, because he's got that voodoo magic of Auburn luck on his side. So we'll see if I can maybe get one back this weekend. Probably not. I'll probably go down another one. So we'll see. But that's going to jump us into the power rankings for this week. Six teams still have Missouri 0-6 in conference play. Just not really looking promising. They did. They were up on Ole Miss Sunday at one point. I think it was maybe in the seventh, and Ole Miss proceeded to put up like eight on them. So that's how that went for them. And then A&M just got swept at Vandy. I think they were, it was close for a little bit in some of the games, right?
I think almost all of them were fairly close. I think we had a one-run game on, let's see, Saturday. Well, the SEC website decided they don't want to work right now. Okay, here you go. So Saturday, it was a 8-5 win for Vanderbilt. But Vanderbilt, and it wasn't even that close, honestly. A&M scored two runs in the ninth. So Vandy was in control of that game. On Friday, it was a 3-1 win, with Vanderbilt scoring two in the seventh. So really close ball game there. And then on Thursday, I want to say that one was a one-run game too. Let's see, Thursday, 5-3. So all of them were fairly close, you could argue, except maybe the Saturday, the game three, because A&M did score two in the ninth to make it a little bit closer.
Yeah. And then 14, we got Florida, who's also 0-6. Probably the best 0-6 team out of all three. But the thing about Florida, man, is I don't think they were ever in control at all this weekend. I think Georgia just kind of dominated all weekend. Florida never really had a chance. So at 13, we have State. They're 1-5. They did pick up a win against Oklahoma this weekend. I think it was the Saturday game. Or did they play Thursday night too? Whichever. They won the second game of the series. So got them at 13.
Yep. And then at 12, we got South Carolina. You know, South Carolina did get the one series versus versus Oklahoma at home. And they honestly probably should have run the series on Sunday with as close as it was. But then last week, they just didn't fare too well at Arkansas. I mean, it was close. The Sunday game was really – well, I say it was close. South Carolina tied it up like 7-7 in the seventh or eighth, and then Arkansas poured it on in the bottom of the seventh, the bottom of the eighth, one of the two right there. So South Carolina at 1-5 is 12. Then 11 is Kentucky, 2-5. Been able to get one for each series, Auburn and Georgia. You know, you get one at Georgia, that's pretty good. You know, you gave up a lot of runs, but that's pretty good. And then this past weekend, your arms were a lot better, or Auburn's offense isn't as good. probably the latter. But, you know, they won 1-2 and probably should have won the series. But so sitting there at 1-5, or sorry, 2-5. At 10, we have Ole Miss. Ole Miss is 4-2, which is fairly low, honestly, for a 4-2 team. But we couldn't really decide. We had 11 last week. You sweep Missouri. Not that, I mean, that's great. Anytime you win, you sweep is a good thing. And you lost the series versus Arkansas. So we didn't really prop that Missouri sweep up too much. And then at 9, we have Vanderbilt. After losing the series at Auburn, you were able to turn around and sweep A&M. So we have them at 9.
Yeah, and going back to what you said earlier, 4 through 10 are all 4-2. So, you know, 10 may be low for 4-2, but also probably, I mean, you hate to say they're the worst 4-2 team out of the ones that are 4-2.
Yeah, probably so.
So, all right, 8, we have Auburn. Coming off a series win at Kentucky, they're 4-2 going into this weekend at Georgia. At seven, we have Oklahoma, who's 4-2 coming off a series win at home against Mississippi State. Bama's at 6, 4-2 off of a loss, series loss at home versus Tennessee. Looked good on the first game, but then just kind of never could figure it out in games 2 and 3. And then at 5, we have LSU, who's 4-2 off of a series loss at Texas. Did win game 1, but also never could really kind of figure it out going into games 2 and 3.
4 is Arkansas. You know, Arkansas has won 2 series, but take it. Hold on. Is Arkansas, I think I have that wrong. Is Arkansas 5-1? Because they swept Arkansas. So actually it's 5 through 10 that are 5-1, or 4-2, and then 4 through 2 are 5-1. So Arkansas, 2 series wins, sweep versus South Carolina at home, and you're able to go to Swayze and get a win. No matter how bad Ole Miss is, that's pretty impressive right there to go into Swayze. 3 is Texas. And, you know, you figure you get a top 10 win, that it'd be a series win. It'd be pretty hard to you not to move up, but we had them at 3 last week, keeping them at 3 this week kind of thing. So we have him, Texas at 3, 5-1. 2, Georgia, swinging the lights out of it, man. I mean, honestly, I don't even know how they lost one to Kentucky. I mean, they still scored a lot of runs in all their games. So Georgia's at 2, and then 1 is Tennessee. Did drop 1 to Bama, but took the overall series, and, you know, they looked pretty good during the whole series too. So Tennessee at 1.
Dang right they took game. Dang right they lost one.
All right, you want to kick us off with the Thursday night games?
Yeah, let's get into this weekend series. There's 2 series that start on Thursday and go through Saturday. The first one is Florida, who's 18-9, 0-6 in conference play at number 15, Ole Miss, who's 19-5, 4-2 in conference play. I'm gonna start this off and go with the home team. Go with Ole Miss, get it done. Win the series. I think Florida may find a way to take one. Wouldn't be shocked if they find a way to right their ship, but I'm going to go the home team and go with Ole Miss.
Yeah, I'm going to take Ole Miss as well. I thought about this one hard. I thought about taking Florida. You know, it's hard to doubt Florida and Kevin O'Sullivan down there, but I don't know, man. So I'm going to take Ole Miss for now, but like you said, I definitely could see Florida taking this one.
All right, going into the second series, Mississippi State, who's 16-9, 1-5 in conference play, at number 8, LSU. They're 23-3, 4-2 in conference play. What you got?
Take LSU. I'm going to take LSU, and I honestly don't know if this one's close. I kind of think I don't know if I'm going to take them to sweep right now, but I think LSU is going to have their way this weekend, and I think that seed over there in Starkville is starting to get pretty hot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think a lot of people agree with you on that one about the hot seat. I'm going to go LSU as well. I think they're just going to be able to get it done. Offense is really good. Pitching staff looked really good on Friday. So we'll see if they can continue it over. State's just kind of – I think a lot of their problems are just coming in the field, I think, from what I've seen. So I think they just maybe make a lot of errors, and that's kind of hurting them where they're at. So going to go LSU.
All right, and that concludes Thursday. So for the Friday, March 28th, to the Sunday, March 30th series, the first one we have is number 11, Auburn, 20-5, 4-2 in conference play, at number 3, Georgia. Georgia's 25-2, 5-1 in conference play. Jacob, do you got any faith in the Auburn Tigers?
I can fortunately say that I do not. I'm going to take Georgia to win it at home. But, you know, this does work out well for Auburn again. Their game starts at 5 o'clock our time, which would be six o'clock in the Eastern time. But I don't think Auburn plays till 9 something in basketball in Atlanta, which is what, a 45-minute drive.
8:39. It's about an hour from downtown Athens. I mean, some downtown Atlanta, I think.
I mean, just say if you're lucky enough to get this in a 2.5-hour game, you know, obviously it'd be a little late getting there, but you're still going to probably have a decent crowd that'll split up between both. So, I mean, this is an in-state rivalry. So, no, I'm kidding. I'm gonna go with Georgia to get it done at home.
Yeah, I like Georgia as well. So far this year, Auburn has done a lot better than they were last year at limiting the long ball, which is something you absolutely have to do if you're playing Georgia. They can definitely beat you by just putting the ball in the gaps, but you got to make them do it. You can't just let them trot around the bases 20,000 times a game. And I'm not, Auburn has been better this year, but I'm not confident enough in the pitching staff to get done. Ike Irish is on a tear since coming back from his injury. He's hit 4 home runs in 4 games. That's pretty good. So I'm going to take Georgia, but hopefully I'm praying my Auburn Tigers can get one.
Yeah, hopefully you're wrong, right?
All right. Now we go to number 1 Tennessee, 23-2, 5-1 in conference play at South Carolina. South Carolina is 17-9, 5-1 in conference play. And I'm going to take the Vols. I'm not sure this one's going to be close either. I don't think Paul Menieri's conference season is starting off the way he wanted to, and I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. So give me Tennessee to go up to Columbia and get a win.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Tennessee as well. I think, man, they're dominant. They can hit it very well. So I'm going to go with Tennessee to get it done on the road. All right, the next series is the one that everyone and God will be watching. Number nine, Oklahoma, who's 21-3. 4-2 in conference play at number 12, Alabama, who's 23-3, 4-2 in conference play. Who you got?
Give me the Tide. Give me the Tide at home. I think if the series was at Oklahoma, I might take the Senators to get the job done, but I'm going to take the Tide at home. You talked about Saturday being your most confident last week episode, but then Zane Adams, is that right? What's the Friday guy? Zane Adams threw fairly well, honestly, on Friday night, in my opinion. So I think, and Bama in the past, was especially game of 2, gave up a few runs in the first few innings, right? And then he had to settle down a little bit. So I'm going to take the Tide to beat OU, but I definitely think this is going to be a 2-1. I don't see any sweep in this scenario.
Yeah, I'm going to go Alabama as well. I said last week that I was more confident in Riley Quick than I was anybody. He gives up a 5 spot in 2 innings. But, I don't know how true it is, and I don't know, but Rob came on the radio and said that after the game that he had a blood blister on his index finger, or his index finger or his middle finger. So, I don't know how much truth there is to that, but you got to kind of believe the head coach. But it also does sound like an excuse to an extent. You don't want to necessarily ride that, but I'm going to be more confident in him to bounce back this week. And I think the Tide will take 2. All right. And the next series is number 7, Texas, who is 20-3, 5-1 in conference play at Missouri, who's 9-14, 0-6 in conference play. I'm going to go Texas. I'm just going to. The eyes of Texas are upon you. That's about it.
Yeah, poor Missouri, man. Poor. They got Jackson Lovich, I think, and he's actually hitting fairly well. He's got 4 or 5 bombs hitting in the high 300s. But outside of that, man, they are pretty rough. They're just not that good of a baseball team. So, as much as you can maybe root for them, this old Big 12 rivalry, I just think Texas is just going to hand it to them.
Yeah, and he's like, what do you say? Like, how do you
– Let's go have fun.
Like, how do you motivate them to come – like, how do you – like, some of these kids that are really good – like, how do you get? Like, how do you find a way to turn your program around?
I think it's going to be a new coach in Columbia next year. I think that's the only way you can turn this around right now. Because what's the recruiting pitch? Maybe you can go get some really good mid majors. But mid majors, it's not like football or basketball, honestly, where mid majors get a lot of exposures and they play a lot, kind of thing. I think it's going to be hard to, unless you're going to get like way, way down the train, to get some really good players to come in Missouri and without a new coach, because there's no, what are you selling at this point?
Columbia is beautiful this time of year.
Is that what they say?
I've never been, so I don't know.
All right. Now we got Kentucky 15-8, 2-4 in conference play at A&M. A&M is 12-12, 0-6 in conference play. What are you going with, Jacob?
I'm going to go A&M to win a series at home. I think they turned around this weekend, and I'm going to go with the Aggies to win the series at home.
I thought I was going to get you right here. I thought this was going to be our differ. I'm going to take A&M. I'm going to take A&M as well. Kentucky hasn't really shown me that much. And honestly, A&M hasn't shown me that much at all. But, you know, when in doubt, let's go to the home team in Bluebell Park. It's a nice ballpark out there. And, you know, they got one of the best players in the country in Jace LaViette. So, like, yeah, this is surely, you know, they might throw a gem right there and he hits a home run or hits three home runs and they win the game like that or something like that. But, yeah, I'm going to take A&M to get at least, I think at least they get their first conference win. But I think they'll take the series too. All right, and then the final series of the weekend is number 2 Arkansas, 23-3, 5-1 in conference play at number 14 Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 20-5, 4-2 in conference play. I think I'm going to take Arkansas right here. I think I could see Vanderbilt getting the home win right here, but I think I'm going to take Arkansas. They did drop their midweek last night to Missouri State in like 13-12, 14-13 like that, but that's not, you know, it's baseball. That kind of stuff happens, and I think they'll be able to come in there and get a road win in the house that Tim Corbin built.
Yeah. Where did Arkansas start their conference play at?
Or Ole Miss.
They started at Ole Miss. I'm gonna see if I can get one back on you. I'm gonna go Vandy.
Okay. Vandy
home. Probably will be wrong, and we'll be down with 3 going into next week. So, but see what Vandy does at home. Maybe Arkansas's down a little bit after this midweek loss. I mean, they did lose it 14-13. So, you know, offense is there. Vandy does kind of have a. I feel like it is kind of a little smaller of a park. So we'll see what happens. But let's go Vandy.
Pretty sure turf too. So you never know how you could, you know, ground balls differently, that kind of stuff. So Vanderbilt should have a little, like, as more of a home field advantage because of the way the field plays, maybe a little bit, but it shouldn't be that different in my opinion. I'm going to take Arkansas still. Like, despite all the money in the turf fields, I think, you know, Arkansas is the better team.
Yeah, they are.
All right. So going into sweepers, me and Jacob haven't picked our sweepers yet, but Jacob got another one last week. He's 2-0. So since I took the Missouri last week and I got it right, so I'm 1-1, I'm going to give him the honors if he wants to pick first this week to decide who he thinks is going to be the sweeper.
Yeah, Texas sweeping Missouri.
Yeah, I figured that's what he was going to say, but I was going to give him.
What you're going to take?
I think I'm going to take, I don't know if I want to take State LSU or if I want to give me Tennessee to sweep South Carolina.
There you go.
I think is that who you'd have took other way around?
Yeah, if you went Missouri, I was going to go with Tennessee to sweep South Carolina. So
yeah, I almost want to just, you know, let's say Georgia sweeps Auburn, and then I'm either right or I'm happy with a win.
There you go. But a little reverse psychology.
I'm big in that. You know, that could be why the reason I keep picking the Tide and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I got it. I understand. You get it. You understand now.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
So, well, is there anything you want to add?
I don't think so. Maybe we'll be able to see a little bit of separation between these 5-10 teams right here. Although, honestly, the good teams play the good teams and the bad teams kind of, I mean, it's a good mix this week. Like, you got a good series with the Arkansas Vandy with 2 teams that are good record. Auburn, Georgia got a good record. You know, Oklahoma, Alabama got a good record. But then you do have some doozies this week with the Tennessee, South Carolina. You got the LSU, Mississippi State, and you got the Ole Miss, Florida. Like, it's either going to get a lot more muckier or a lot more of a wider gap between the top teams this week.
Yeah, you know, is this going to be another basketball type of scenario? So we'll see, but we will see you guys next weekend. That's going to wrap it up for episode 3 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening. We'll see you next week.